time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Rudy Giuliani appeared on Sean Hannity's show on Fox Wednesday night and dropped a few bombshells, including admitting that Trump had known about the $130,000 in hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels since he had reimbursed lawyer Michael Cohen for the expense.
Are you concerned that that was paid for to manipulate the American people in the lead up to an election?
Isn't that closer to the mandate than Michael Cohen?
Why isn't that having something? Where's Mueller on that, sir?
Having something to do with paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000? I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal. That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation.
So they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Yeah.
There's no campaign finance law.
Zero.
So the president.
Just like every, Sean.
So this decision, Sean, was made by.
Everybody was nervous about this from the very beginning. I wasn't. I knew how much money Donald Trump put into that campaign. I said, $130,000. He's going to do a couple of checks for $130,000. When I heard Cohen's retainer of $35,000, when he was doing no work for the president, I said, but that's how he's repaying. That's how he's repaying it, with a little profit and a little margin for paying taxes for Michael.
But do you know the president didn't know about this? I believe that's what
he didn't
Michael
know about
said.
The specifics of it, as far as I know. But he did know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this, like I take care of things like this for my clients. I don't burden them with every single thing that comes along. These are busy people.
The news directly contradicts Trump's statement last month that he had no knowledge that Cohen paid Daniels. Reporters aboard Air Force One had asked whether Trump knew about the payment, to which the president replied, no. Trump took to Twitter early Thursday morning to weigh in, saying that non-disclosure agreements are very common among celebrities and people of wealth, adding that this one was used to stop, quote, false and extortionist accusations. Giuliani said a lot more in his hour-long sit-down with Hannity, showing they're still obsessed with Hillary Clinton and going off on James Comey as being a liar and a, quote, perverted man.
I do not know why the Justice Department is not investigating you.
James Comey
fixed the whole case again.
It was rigged.
Well, you can't read that stupid report that he wrote, which is the beginning of his destruction, in which he says we're not going to prosecute. No reasonable prosecutor would indict her. No honest, reasonable prosecutor wouldn't indict her.
He said today or yesterday, Comey, he said Hillary deeply respects the rule of law. Comey said that.
Wow. Well, this is a very perverted man. I feel so sorry.
Do we have a two-tier justice system in America?
Yeah, we have one for Hillary and all those Democrats. Bill Clinton
is equal justice under the law at risk.
You and I have talked about this. I am very afraid. Not just for our president, but for our country.
There was some unintended comedy as well, as Giuliani touted Trump as the best president in his lifetime.
This is our best president in my memory. In 2 years, even my hero, Ronald Reagan, he straightened the economy out the way President Trump did. But he didn't get this far ahead on foreign policy as fast as President Trump has. Look at what's going on with North Korea. I've told the president you're going to get the Nobel Peace Prize, and then my proudest moment is when you tell him to shove it. Sorry.
By the way, no, this is cable. We're good here.
The Department of Justice refused a request from House conservatives to turn over an unredacted memo detailing the scope of the Mueller probe. Those same lawmakers have drawn up articles of impeachment for Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who's overseeing the Mueller probe. Rosenstein said this week he will not be extorted. The president, frustrated by what he views as stonewalling of justice, lashed out over Twitter, threatening to, quote, get involved, if the DOJ doesn't hand over the documents lawmakers are requesting. Former Trump campaign aide Michael Caputo met with Mueller's team on Wednesday. Earlier this week, Caputo cursed the Senate Intelligence Committee, accusing Democrats of driving him to financial ruin because of the Russia probe. He says the special counsel is still investigating collusion.
So based on your interview today, how much does Mueller's team know, do you think?
Well, I think the Mueller team knew more about what I did in 2016 than I knew myself. And I think they know more about the Trump campaign than anyone that ever worked there. These guys have got every single email, anything that's ever gone down. And they're clearly focused on trying to identify some Russian collusion.
So can I just ask, how long were you there?
I was there 3 hours. I would compare it to a proctology appointment with a very large-handed doctor.
Okay.
It was an awful experience. I got the
good. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.